Welcome to Pennsylvania in Focus. I'm Kristen Smith. Pennsylvanians worry about pollution and other harms to nature, but their primary concern is keeping energy bills low and ensuring reliable power. Joining me today to talk about this is the Center Square's Pennsylvania reporter, Anthony Hennen. So, Anthony, even though residents have these dueling priorities, it seems like the biggest concern overall for them is energy prices. So tell us a little bit more about the recent Commonwealth Foundation polling and what it had to say about this issue.
Yeah, so it kind of seems like, Pennsylvanians care about the quality of our air, our water, of the countryside, but we would really prefer if someone else could cover that cost to keep it that way. This is coming from the Commonwealth Foundation poll on energy policy, and it seems like, rising energy bills are really kind of influencing how Pennsylvanians are thinking about this stuff. They found almost 80% of people who responded said their energy bills have gone up in recent years. So I think they're kind of feeling that crunch. What kind of stood out here was, a majority of Pennsylvanians, they're willing to conserve energy, turning off the lights, unplugging appliances, trying to recycle more, keep the heat a little lower during the winter. But as far as some larger behavioral changes, people aren't really there. Only 13% said they would bike or walk instead of driving. 10% said they'd take public transportation, and only 6% said that they would pay more for green energy. So we're kind of in a tough bind here of this kind of usual push and pull between affordable, reliable energy and protecting the environment. The Commonwealth policy, as they interpreted these things, Elizabeth Stell, the director of policy analysis there, argued that they're clearly not in favor of some of the more heavy-handed mandates that restrict certain types of power. So this is also going on with the background of not only are energy prices rising, but Governor Shapiro is proposing essentially Pennsylvania-specific regional greenhouse gas initiative. He's proposed two things, PRESS and PACER, one that would basically mandate more renewable energy in the state, and the other would levy a carbon tax in Pennsylvania and then send out rebates to residents to help keep costs low. And if how Pennsylvanians feel about RGGI is any indication, this will also be a hard sell. According to the Commonwealth poll, respondents opposed RGGI 54%, with only 22% supporting a plan like that. So that's going to be kind of a tough climb. I think this is just an interesting poll, an interesting thing to look at, where Pennsylvania is a net energy exporter. We have a ton of natural gas. Still have a good bit of coal, and I believe we're the second or third highest nuclear energy state in the country. But as we're seeing a shift toward solar energy, toward wind energy, still very low in Pennsylvania. But when we're looking at the grid that we're part of, which stretches basically from Maryland to Chicago, there's growing concerns about reliability and about keeping costs low and keeping this energy reliable.
The results of this poll actually bring up an interesting question to me. The concepts about regional greenhouse gas initiative and carbon taxes versus, the reliability of solar and wind. These seem like really complex and wonky things for poll respondents to really shed light on, have an understanding of. So is that something the Commonwealth Foundation itself had any reflection on?
Yeah. So when, kind of looking at some of these responses and seeing this trade-off between, renewable energy versus energy reliability, Commonwealth essentially saw this as a matter of voter education, of voters not necessarily understanding the trade-offs within here or, the potential costs to switching. I think this is like, the dog that wants to play fetch, but never wants to give the ball back to the person throwing it. We want cheap and reliable, but we also want clean. We want pristine nature and air and water around us. But policy choices have to be made, and there are trade-offs in life.
Pulling back more broadly, we all know that this is an election year. So how does this impact the presidential race, if at all?
It's hard to say. When the poll asked voters who they thought would be a better leader to keep energy affordable, Donald Trump had 37% support. Joe Biden had 34% support, which is not only close, but also within the poll's margin of error. So it's really hard to say which candidate would really benefit. when we're talking about energy and whether that'll sway someone's vote.
Anthony, thanks for joining us today. Listeners can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquared.com.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.